Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to be talking about our wheat harvest and all the summer happenings and all the events coming to McPherson County residents, like the McPherson County Farmers Market or the two fairs that we have coming to McPherson County. And now, with our July weather and standing water has provided us with perfect conditions for mosquitoes. There are two primary stages that we must implement to avoid mosquito problems. They are the source of reduction and personal protection. It is important to routinely eliminate or reduce all mosquito breeding sites, which will effectively decrease mosquito populations by removing stagnant and standing water from items or areas that may collect water. These include wheelbarrows, pet dishes, unused flower pots, empty buckets and cans, tires and toys. There are lots of spaces that can hold water that need to be drained. Protecting yourself from bites is also key. Avoid being outdoors during dusk or dawn when most mosquitoes are active. Use repellents that contain DEETs works best. Wear loose, long clothing to cover more of your arms and legs. Adding to my farming segment, wheat harvest is all but done. Reports have been above average on yields and higher than expected on the protein quality of the wheat. Farmers are trying to get their double crop beans in, wheat stubble worked, and hay put up, so continue to give them extra space on the highways and dirt roads. On our calendar of events, remember to come visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this coming Saturday here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds. Check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will open at 7:30 and run till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson in the Roundtop Building. Come in and meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. I want to remind everyone of the two McPherson County Fairs coming to Canton and McPherson in July. The McPherson County Fair in Canton starts the 13th and is filled with shows and exhibits throughout the week, along with a Friday and Saturday night rodeo and a Sunday demolition derby. The McPherson County 4-H Fair will start July 22nd in McPherson, where the McPherson County Ag Chamber Committee will be hosting its Rural Appreciation Picnic. Everyone is invited to come and enjoy a free family picnic meal and visit the opening day at the McPherson County 4-H Fair. The picnic will start at 5:30 on the 22nd. So make plans to come on over to the 4-H Fairgrounds for the fair that starts Friday the 22nd, that continues over the weekend with shows and exhibits, and ends on Monday night the 25th with a round robin showmanship contest and the livestock premium sale. And lastly, I want all the wheat producers to mark their calendars for the pre-plant wheat school held August 22nd at the First United Methodist Church here in McPherson. Please come enjoy our free barbecue along with listening to K-State Research and Extension wheat specialists talk about ways to improving your wheat planting. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their July.